Tennessee. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey? Emily.
Hmm?
Here's your ice cream.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Whittaker. Thanks.
I haven't seen you since the escape room escapade. Is that what has you so deep in thought?
Well, deep in thought would be an understatement. It's becoming an obsession. I just can't figure out why someone would want to trap Matthew and me in there. Have you learned anything new?
Not much. I looked into the modifications that were made on the escape room, but... It was a dead end.
So no trails leading back to him?
No, we don't know much yet.
I just keep wondering what this person wants. I mean, why focus on Matthew and me?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Detective Polhouse has been looking into things as well. You don't worry. We'll include you when the time is right.
Thanks.
And speaking of you and Matthew, have you talked much since the escape room?
No, I think he's been shanghaied and is somewhere in the East China Sea.
Actually, he was helping Eugene and me clean out my workroom yesterday. And he mentioned that he's been trying to connect with you.
Okay, fine. I've been avoiding him. But he made it very clear that he doesn't want to work with me anymore, so that's that.
Well, that doesn't mean that your friendship is over.
I'm fine on my own, Mr. Whittaker, on all fronts. I prefer it, in fact.
Let's see.
Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, yes, Maury.
Somebody knocked over a table of drinks in the library. Is there a mop someplace?
Oh, sure, I'll get it.
Made a mess, did you?
How'd you...
Your shoes. There's soda pop all over them.
Awesome. Your detective skills are just awesome. Hey, why don't you join the game we're playing? I need somebody smart on my team.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Here, I'll take your bowl for you. Oops.
Maury! What did I just tell you? Oh... Good grief. Not only do I have ice cream all over me, now I'm beginning to sound like my mom.
Sorry. Let me get some napkins.
Forget it. I'll go clean up in the kitchen.
You okay, Emily? All recovered from the mess I made yesterday? I'm sorry about that again.
Oh, forget about it. This is the third time I've gotten this locker combination wrong. Finally! Wait, what in the world?
Where's all your stuff?
Yeah, not here, obviously. This is my locker, right?
Well, it is according to the name on that note.
Note? Huh.
What's it say?
Somewhere the sun is setting, its warmth we neither can feel. But no matter the absence, our ties are strong, not silken and thin, but steel.
Aw, how sweet. You have a secret admirer.
No, it's not that.
Wait, is it a mystery? It is, isn't it? Oh, awesome. So what's it mean?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, you want me to go get my sister? She's really good at mysteries.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at them myself.
All right. Oh, I could get Matthew.
No, I can handle this on my own. I recognize this poem.
Homeroom's the other way.
I'm not going to homeroom yet. I'm going to the library. I need to do a little research.
Okay, let's do it.
Maury, I said I'll do this on my own.
No way. I want to see how you solve it. After you.
I was right. The note is part of a poem by Gwydi Freud Toy. I used it in an English report.
Cool.
And according to library records, the book I used isn't checked out. It's in the next aisle.
You think there's something in the complete poem that will help you figure out what the note writer was trying to say?
We're about to find out. Well, what do you know?
Another note. What's it say?
It doesn't say anything. It's two columns of words.
Like a secret code?
I wonder. Gwydi Freud Toy was known as the one-armed poet. He lost his right arm in war.
So we're looking for war words?
Shh! Let me think. Right arm is lost, left arm remains. Two columns. Left column remains. Okay, 7 words there. Temperature, weather vane, apple, magnify, erratic, truth, and Hercules.
Temperature, weather vane, apple, magnify.
Oh! Yeah, I got nothing.
Wait, take it a step further. Just the first letter of each word. T-W-A-M-E-T-N-H.
Twameth? What is a Twameth?
Unscramble those 7 letters. It spells Matthew.
Wow, that was seriously impressive, Emily.
And the poem mentions someone being absent.
Matthew?
Maybe. Or this whole thing could be somebody's idea of a joke.
So what do we do now?
We go to class, and I'll pick this up in the afternoon, alone.
Aw. Hey, Emily.
Lori. And Suzu.
Hello.
I had to tell her. She's really good at this stuff. Almost like she knows what the note writer is thinking.
Matthew is my friend too, Emily. I want to help.
She's already found out he wasn't in school today.
Yeah, so did I. Nobody has seen him.
And Olivia wasn't here either.
I know that too. They're probably just out sick.
I took the liberty of asking some questions at the school front office, and I found out that Mrs. Parker did not call in to report her children sick.
Oh?
And I was there when Mrs. Mays, the school secretary, called to check on them. There was no answer.
Well, maybe they just went to the doctor. Anyway, I'm just trying to get my backpack. If this locker will open... And all my stuff is back.
I take it this is unexpected?
You could say that, yes. Somebody's messing with me.
Hey, there's another note.
Questions are good when asked of the right people. People are good when making a truthful choice. The wrong questions to the wrong people can be a choice gone wrong.
Is that like a riddle?
Sounds like a warning.
Why do you think that?
It seems to be saying that if you ask too many questions of the wrong people, something bad could happen.
Okay, then. Who am I not supposed to be talking to?
Might it have something to do with Matthew's absence? Perhaps he is in some sort of trouble.
Okay, let's not jump to conclusions. A good detective should examine the evidence thoroughly.
Then turn over the paper. There is more written on the back.
There is? Oh. Stick to thinking and where he thinks. The truth will set you free.
Another warning?
Nope. This one's more like a nudge. And I think it means a visit to the Parker's house is in order. Matthew? Mr. and Mrs. Parker? Anyone? Hello?
Strange that they did not lock their door.
In Odyssey? Not really. Looks like no one's home.
We can't just go in.
Sure we can. We go in each other's houses all the time.
Under the circumstances, perhaps we should talk to the police.
And tell them what? The front door was unlocked and we found all these really weird notes?
Yeah. I mean, for all we know, the Parkers could be anywhere.
Exactly.
Then again, maybe someone kidnapped them.
Kidnapped? Why do you say that? We have no proof of kidnapping, do we?
No. The most sensible explanation is Matthew staged all this himself. He knows my locker combination.
But why would Matthew want you to think someone had kidnapped his family? And would they all just go along with it?
I don't know. But you're right. None of this makes sense.
Do you think this could be set up by the same person who trapped you and Matthew in the escape room?
Possibly. But that would mean we would definitely need to go to the authorities.
What if someone's helping us find proof of a wrongdoing? A mystery person helping us solve a different mystery? That would be so mysterious.
It feels more like we're being led around by the nose. And I don't like that.
Well, so now what?
Now that.
A laptop?
Matthew's laptop. The note said, stick to where he thinks. He does his best thinking when he's on his laptop. Of course, I don't know his password. Oh. But then maybe I don't have to.
The opening screen is another riddle.
Subtract, reverse, and make 6 into a prime. Propagate with all previous primes.
I know this. A prime is a number that can only be formed by multiplying itself with 1. Like 2, 3, 5, 7.
Okay, But how do we make a 6 into a prime number? And what do subtract and reverse mean?
Perhaps it is more than just numbers. If you subtract the S from 6 and reverse the remaining letters of IX to XI, you have the Roman numeral for 11, a prime.
Good. Then we have to propagate with the previous primes.
Well, that means multiply, right? So 11 times 7 times 5 times 3 times 2, give me a second, 2,310.
You just did that in your head.
I'm good with numbers.
Okay. 2,310. And voila! We're in. Nice job, you two.
Now where do we look?
Oh, no looking necessary. There's a message on the desktop. A missed call is in truth a lost chance.
These riddles are getting annoying. What missed call?
I noticed the Parkers have an answering machine.
Wow, people still use those?
Yeah, Mr. Parker's old school. Ooh, and there's one call registered.
Greetings and salutations, Master Matthew. Eugene Meltzner calling. I simply rang to say, in a loose parlance of the Gospel of Luke, what was lost has now been found. You possess my gratitude.
Was that the call we weren't supposed to miss?
We'd better go talk to Eugene.
And perhaps the police?
Not just yet. Thanks for meeting with us, Eugene. Katrina said you were here at the college. I hope we aren't interrupting anything.
Well, actually, I finished my last class of the day and was grading exams. Mind-numbing work. So I welcome the respite. Now, how may I be of assistance?
Well, we heard a message you left for Matthew Parker about something being lost.
Oh, yes, my cell phone. But I have since located it.
Can you tell me the circumstances of its disappearance?
No, Matthew and I were working together with Mr. Whitaker at Wits End yesterday. I misplaced my phone, and Matthew helped me look for it. We hadn't found it before he had to leave, though. Thus, the message.
And your phone just turned up?
Indeed, on the front counter. I must have left it there unintentionally.
Have you ever done that before? Misplaced your phone?
Well, no, come to think of it. What is this about exactly?
Your phone isn't the only thing that's gone missing lately. Matthew and his family have, too.
Surely you jest.
Maybe. We're not sure yet.
We've been following a string of riddles left for Emily. Riddles that lead to your phone.
But none of this is sensible. Why would a thief, after having absconded with my phone, bring it back?
Maybe to make you think you misplaced it.
Can you check your phone, Eugene?
Well, certainly. No calls but my own, nor any messages, and... Ooh, that's odd.
What?
My photographs have all been erased.
Do you take a lot of pictures?
Oh, I wouldn't classify myself as a shutterbug, to employ the colloquialism, but I do take photos for research or family purposes.
Perhaps one accidentally captured something someone didn't want seen.
As in some sort of wrongdoing?
We're not sure.
And it doesn't matter anyway, because now we've hit a dead end.
Not quite. I back up all my devices regularly onto the server at Wits End, including my phone and its photos.
Would you be able to check it?
I would indeed, Miss Jones. Let me gather my things, and we'll be off.
Yes.
Pictures from my most recent backup are once again intact on my phone.
Do any of them look out of the ordinary?
Well, let me see. Not that I can deduce. Here's Katrina in her garden, Buck at Wits End, a naked mole rat, Miss Kendall at the
end. Wait! Go back.
To the mole rat?
Yeah, that's weird looking.
No, to the picture of Buck.
Oh, certainly.
There, in the background.
Matthew and Mr. Whitaker. It looks like they're exchanging something.
Yes. Can you zoom in on that part of the photo?
I can indeed. All right. It appears that Matthew is...
Hi, everyone. What's up?
Mr. Whitaker, it looks like Matthew is handing you something in this picture. Maybe an envelope?
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
You say that like you knew I was going to ask you about it.
Well, is that all you wanted to know?
You know it isn't. Do you know what's in the envelope?
Well, I know that Matthew asked me to give it to you, so... Here.
What's it say?
Yes.
Emily, my family is being held by the man who trapped us in the escape room.
Ooh.
He threatened to hurt them if I told the police. So I left you these clues and entrusted Mr. Whitaker with this message. I'm at the Square One Club. Meet me there when you can. Matthew.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Oh, stop.
Cease what, pray tell?
Emily?
Enough is enough. The riddles, the Parkers missing, the phone messages and the erased photos, this letter, none of it makes any sense. So like Sherlock Holmes said, when you've eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. And the truth is, this is all a lie, isn't it?
Congratulations, Emily. You figured it out. And you didn't need my help at all.
Matthew, what a surprise. All of you planned this?
You and Matthew needed to talk.
And we thought, what better way to do that than through mystery?
As the Bible says, therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak with his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
That's from James, right?
Yes. This was for your own good, you see?
No, I don't.
Miss Jones, what we're trying...
Eugene, you said you were working with Matthew yesterday when you misplaced your phone, right?
That's correct.
No, it isn't.
Who?
I was here yesterday when Maury spilled the ice cream on me, and Mr. Whitaker said you were all here working the day before. Suzu, you said you heard the school secretary call the Parker house and no one answered.
Mm-hmm.
But there was only one message on the answering machine. Eugene's. Why didn't the secretary leave a message?
And...
That verse isn't from James, Mr. Whitaker.
Uh-huh.
It's from Ephesians. It was part of a Bible study we did last week. You left out two very important words. Each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. A lot of the riddles today had truth in them as well. But that was on purpose, wasn't it? Because none of this is the truth. It's all a fraud.
Now, maybe you should sit down, Emily.
You've done this before, Mr. Whitaker, but this one is kind of off. That's because it's all an imagination station adventure, isn't it? End program!
And what was that supposed to prove?
Computer! End program!
Are you feeling all right, Emily?
Evidently, she believes we're all part of an imagination station adventure.
Happens to the best of us.
But it has to be!
Face the truth, Emily.
The truth. I'm still not getting that part right, am I? Okay.
Sorry, Em. I didn't think this would push you over the edge.
What is the truth? This whole thing is a mystery about Matthew disappearing.
Oh, she's talking to herself.
Disappearing from life, and I needed to find him.
Find and protect?
And you need some ice cream?
Face the truth. The truth will set you free. Of course!
Em?
The truth is, I do need you, Matthew.
You do?
I know I said I didn't, but you're my best friend, and I love solving mysteries together, and doing it without you is sad, and I understand you don't want to work together anymore, but I will still miss you. And that's the truth.
End program.
So, you were standing at the sink?
Yeah. When the program stopped, I was surprised I wasn't in the imagination station, but here in the kitchen. It felt like a whole day had passed, but how long was it?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Weird.
You said there was a lesson in the story you were trapped in.
Uh-huh. It wasn't completely real feeling, though, like a typical imagination station adventure. There were gaps in the logic. But it pushed me to think about, well, the very thing you and I were talking about before I came in here.
Oh, does that mean you're going to stop avoiding Matthew?
Yes.
Well, then some good came out of this after all.
Yeah. Good from bad. Just like the escape room. Huh. So, that box in the corner there, that's what caused this all?
Yes, it's my technology, cobbled together from the portable imagination station unit I designed.
Was this part of the stuff you and Matthew and Eugene cleared out of your workroom?
I believe so.
So the person who made this would have to be tech savvy.
Yes, and have some programming knowledge as well.
Would both of those involve a lot of math?
Oh, they would. That describe anyone you know?
It does. In fact, I think I might know exactly who's responsible for this. And a lot of the other strange things that have been going on around here lately.
Really? Ooh.
Hi, sis.
Oh, hello, Morty.
Lose something?
My notebook. I thought it was here on my desk, but I don't see it.
Well, I'll help you look.
Oh, you don't have to.
It's no trouble. Hey, did you hear what happened to Emily today?
I did. Everyone is talking about it.
Creepy, huh? You think a whole day has gone by and it's just been 10 minutes. Mr. Whitaker has some amazing stuff in his place.
Amazing, yes. Strange that Emily's adventure involved a kidnapping, don't you think?
No, I don't know. It was a mystery. She likes mysteries. Ain't just like you do.
Yes. So, who do you think programmed it?
Mr. Whitaker, probably. It's his equipment.
True. But why would his program involve a kidnapping? It seems unlikely for him to come up with such a frightening idea.
Beats me. Maybe he wanted to give her a challenge.
She seems to have risen to the occasion.
Yeah. And now, like you said, everyone's talking about it. Ah, I think I see your notebook. Must have fallen here, behind the desk. This it?
It is.
Japanese is such a beautiful written language. Wish I could read it. Here you go.
Thank you.
Maybe you'll teach me one day, huh?
Perhaps. When you are ready to learn. Mori, there's something you're not saying.
You're so suspicious. Good night, sis.
Good night, brother.
What was Emily going to say? Who is responsible for what's going on? And what was Mori not saying? We'll find answers in the days ahead as we get to the bottom of this mystery. While we wait to hear the end of that story, think about what Emily learned in this adventure. She realized how much she appreciated and missed her friend Matthew. But even though the two of them aren't solving mysteries together anymore, that doesn't mean that their friendship is over. Friends come and go in our lives, but the friendships that last are based on more than just shared activities and interests. Think of Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. The best friends challenge each other, something we've seen from Emily and Matthew over the years. What can you do to sharpen and challenge your friends? Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Further from the Truth was written by Bob Hoos and Phil Lawler and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Christina Pacelli, Atticus Schaefer, Andre Stoika, April Hong, Justin Felbinger, and Will Ryan. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.